It's not actually therefore. It's actually dia tuta. Dia is through. Tuta is this, okay? It actually doesn't say therefore. The Greek text reads through this. Okay? But what this is that? What through this? Through what? What this is that? What is Jesus talking about? To get the whole picture, and we won't go through all the time, but you can back up and start off with, you know, they went and got the colt, the donkey, right? Okay. Because they were fixing to go into what we call the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. So we can start there. And y'all know the story, the record. Jesus is there on the donkey and he's going into the city. The people are crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David, and they're cutting down palm branches and laying them in the road, and the city's in the uproar, and of course the chief priests and the scribes and Pharisees get all upset and tell him, what do you think you're doing? Tell these people to be quiet. He said, if I tell them to be quiet, the rocks and stones are going to cry out, and they go, what? And so depending on whether you're looking at Mark's gospel or Matthew's gospel, anyway, he continues on in, and remember, he goes into the temple and he throws out the money changers. Now, the difference between Matthew and Mark is Mark says he went in there, looked around first, and then came back the next day and did that, okay? So either way, he goes into the temple, he throws out the money changers, he drives out the people selling all the stuff and says, my father's house, a house of prayer, and you've made it a den of thieves, and get out, right? And then he goes in there, and remember, Hosanna to the Son of David. Remember the children are singing or chanting to him, and he's in there in the temple, and he's healing people and casting out, and it was just, whoa. I mean, what a whirlwind of what has happened. Jerusalem is getting blown away. You can imagine all the tongues wagging everywhere about all kind of things. You had those that supported him and those that didn't, and everybody, it was just uproar, right? So the priest and the scribes come in there, the Jews come in there, and they say, by what authority are you doing this? And he said, I got an idea. You answer my question, I'll answer yours. The baptism of John, was it of God or man? And so, of course, they huddled up. They reasoned among themselves. Well, if we say this, because, you know, they're real smart, right? All of their wisdom was pooled there together. And they said, if we say of John, he's going to say, well, then, of God, then he's going to say, why didn't you do what he said? And if we say it's a man, then the people are going to get really upset because they all know John was a prophet. So their great conclusion with their tremendous wisdom was, we're not going to answer you. And Jesus said, fine, I'm not answering you either. Then he tells two parables. Okay, remember? Through this, which this is that. That's where we are, okay? He tells two parables. One of them, he said, what do you think? Man has a couple sons. He goes to one and he says, go out into the vineyard and work. And the first son says, no. That wouldn't go over well at my house when my kids were little, right? But he says, no. But then afterward, he repented and went and worked in the field, in the vineyard, right? Okay? Came to the other son, and he said, go and work in the vineyard. And that son said, yes, Father. But then he didn't do it. Then Jesus looked at the Jews and said, which one did the will of his father? And the Jews said, well, obviously, the one who did what his father said do. And Jesus said, well, that's good. The tax collectors and the prostitutes are going to enter into the kingdom before you. Now, you're talking to these serious religious leaders, right? How do you think that went over? No, not well at all. Because they repented at the preaching and the teaching of John. Uh-oh, we're back to John and the question they wouldn't answer. Now, I mean, he's just kind of, and remember, this is in the temple. Okay, this isn't in private. There are people listening to all this stuff. Then he tells the second parable. He says, there was a landowner who planted a vineyard, built a wall around it, built a wine press in the middle of it, and then rented it out to some, the technical word is vintor. I think the King James says vine dressers, okay? People who take care of the grapes. He rented it out to them and says he went into a far country. He was gone for a while. The time for fruit came, and so the landowner sent his servants, some servants, back to get the just due, the money, from what they had done with the land, with the grapes and the vineyard and all that kind of stuff, right? So it says they beat one, stoned one, and killed another. All he was getting was what belonged to him, right? And then he sent a second set of servants, and it said they did the same thing to them. They beat them, stoned them, and killed them. And he said, okay, I know what I'll do. I'm going to send my son. They will have regard. They will respect him. So he sent his son, and those people, those men who were the vintors, they said, this is the son. We can kill him. He's the heir. We can kill him and steal his inheritance. It'll all be ours because there's no heir left. So they did. So Jesus looked at the Jews, the priest, scribes there in the temple, and said, what do you think should be done here? And they replied, you should miserably destroy these wicked men. Not just destroy them, miserably destroy these wicked men. That's what the landowner should do, right? Okay. And Jesus looked at them and said, through this. Okay. That's the this that he's talking about. He went through the whole thing. They judged themselves twice.